Alright, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The Jet Power Radio.
Here.
Welcome back to Chimp Out Radio, folks. Sorry for the technical difficulties. This is Chimp Out Radio number 19. Again, live. I'm joined by Birdman and DJ Stupendig, who will be taking over for me as co-host, as this will be my last show as co-host and producer. Hopefully those who are joining us for the, I guess, the first attempt of the show are still with us or have come back. Birdman, welcome again.
Yeah, we fucked up a little bit there, guys. Sorry about that. We were trying to call in somebody, but apparently it didn't work out too well. And but DJ has this awesome story about niggers breaking into his house. So, DJ, we're going to try and get back on track.
Okay, no problem. All right. Well, basically this happened today, only about maybe 3 or 4 hours ago. I was over at the nigger rental doing some drywall hanging, and we saw these two niggers pull up in a nigger van. And they just basically, the door was locked, but they got in, and they came upstairs, and they got in our face, and they basically said they were going to kill us and all that stuff. And one of them picked up my cordless drill, my Ryobi that I just got, and said he was going to kill me with it. So we were being cool about it. We were like, because the two of us actually, yeah, we knew one of the assailants, and he was still pissed at me about something that happened like 2 months ago, something minor that he chimped out over, and he's
did you
been...
Did you give him one of those fake KFC coupons again? I know you've been handing them things out around
yep.
Detroit area, or
yeah,
Michigan
sure.
area.
Yeah, and some chimp out stickers. But, yeah, basically, my buddy was there, and he was trying to calm the guy down, you know. And the nigger that was pissed at me brought some giant nigger with him as a bodyguard. And they were both really drunk. This was broad daylight. And, you know, they did the old, you know, I'm going to get you and all that shit. And I was being cool about it. I was like, hey, listen, man, you need to go because you're trespassing and you're just going to end up in jail. And he's like, you're going to end up in jail, you know, motherfucker. And all that shit. And, you know, the typical stupid shit. So, I really want to get my buddy involved on this show. I want to try to get him on here so he can tell the whole story.
Yeah. We can give it a shot again. Hopefully it won't completely fuck up the show like it did a minute ago. I mean, we're doing the show through Skype, and we're trying to bring one in through Skype. And
did you refresh the recorder there?
Yeah, well, hopefully it did. I guess I'll find out, but it's okay.
Yeah.
This time, Blog Talk Radio should record an archive of the damn show. So hopefully, even if I can't record one, there's still something available. But anyhow.
Okay, so anyhow.
I was trying to bring him on, and Skype just went nuts on me. But let's give it one more try. And folks,
okay.
if you lose us, just please stay tuned. We'll be back. But, you know, I'm sure you're all, at this point, used to my, you know, technical challenges. So, nothing new here. So, let's see if we can do this. So, all right, let's see. Add. Okay, I got his phone number. Let's see if he answers. I think it's ringing.
While the subscriber you are trying to reach is located.
Alrighty.
Okay. Yeah, it sounds like he's not going to be available.
Hey, reach JD. Sorry,
nope.
I missed you. Please
yeah.
leave me a message. Thank you.
Well,
when you
okay.
have finished recording,
I guess I'll
stop or press pound for more
right.
options.
Okay.
All right.
I think we dropped DJ.
I think we lost DJ. Okay. That's fine. I'll bring him back on. At least we didn't lose everything, and I didn't lose you, so there's still an improvement.
Yeah.
So, okay. But here we go, DJ. Let's see if we can get you back on here. All right,
okay.
DJ. Thank,
I'm here.
Thank you for your patience. Okay, well, I guess, unfortunately, we're going to get him on the line, but you gave us kind of the basics of the story there. The important thing is you're alive and you're safe.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm fine. Yeah. There's not a scratch on me. They took a couple shots at me, and, you know, we just stood our ground. My buddy jumped in, and he's like 5'8", and he's almost 50 years old. And he clocked that fucking jail nigger right in the face, and he hit him so hard in the mouth that my buddy had a little cut on his finger from the nigger's tooth.
Yeah.
And they actually one of them
rabies shots.
Yeah, really. but yeah, they actually pushed me almost through a window. I broke the window, and they left. They took off, and I saw the one stop. He was going to say something to me on his way out, and I saw, you know, his mouth was just filled with blood. So apparently I hit him a lot harder than I thought I did. But anyway, so they left, and I called the police and all that. And then about an hour later, the nigger calls Juan to apologize.
That's really rare. I mean, niggers never apologize for anything.
Well, basically it was just one of those don't testify against me apologies things.
Okay.
And, yeah, and he did the old I didn't do nothing. yeah, and he was like, you know, oh, DJ hit me for, you know, which is a lie. He just said a bunch of stupid crap. And I think basically what happened was the alcohol wore off and the adrenaline wore off, and all of a sudden he realized he was in deep shit. So I think he was just trying to avoid the inevitable jail sentence, which will happen. So.
Yeah, he didn't want to go back to nigger college for the 47th time for some reason.
I'm sure. So anyway, the police filled out, there's this form I had to fill out where if he sets foot on my property again, you know, he goes straight to jail, no questions asked. And when the prosecutor's office opens in the morning, I'm going down there and I'm going to make sure that I send one more ape to his little zoo cell that's waiting for him.
Yeah.
Struck a blow.
Oh. But he did say one really funny thing during the apology, and he didn't know I was there listening because it was on two-way. He was like, I don't know why DJ called the police because I'm more bruised up than he is. I laughed my ass off, and he knew that I had heard him admit that he got his butt kicked. So, you know, I feel great about it. It was a really wonderful day. The only sucky thing is that there's blood on my drywall, but it's nigger blood, so... You know, who knows?
Some OxyClean should take care of that.
Nig be gone.
Yeah, Nig be gone, or just anything, bleach. Well, just make sure you use something that disinfects, just to make sure there are no traces of AIDS or hepatitis or cholera on your walls.
Right.
But thank you, DJ, for striking a blow for humans
against
this wild, just mad nigger today.
That's
really... Pretty commendable.
Thank you. Oh, no problem. I'm just doing my duty.
Yeah, held your own there.
Yes, I did.
Yeah. You almost bring a tear to my eye. And
it's a touching story.
It is
a
touching.
Happy ending.
And it could be the hangover. It could be the fact I'm half asleep. But I feel very moved. anywho, hopefully, well, I guess we can. I would say we can attempt to get Juan back on later, but we'll probably just fuck up the show again. So let's not tempt fate. I'm sure we got enough problems as it is. However, we're gonna be on here with you folks for at least an hour and a half tonight, probably longer, since we lost about 10 minutes there at the beginning. And we want to hear from you. We want to get your phone call. So if you want to call in, the number is 646-200-4171. It is 11:17 p.m. Eastern Time. And 10:17 Central, it's way too late or early in the morning in the UK, but hopefully at least one or two of our British Chimp Out members will join us. We're going to go ahead and go to a call, because we do have got at least one person waiting on the line from a 214 area code, so what do you guys say we bring him on?
Sounds good to me.
Okay. Caller, you are going to be on Chimp Out Radio here momentarily, so be ready. And we should have you on the line. Welcome to Chimp Out Radio.
Hey, this is Bleach 473. How you guys doing tonight?
Hey, Bleach, how you doing?
All right. Hey, Bleach.
I'm doing great, you guys. I'm just, you know, just trying to have a good weekend playing on PlayStation. And, you know, dealing with a bunch of contact weekly, you know, but...
Bleach, if I'm not mistaken, from what I've read in the forum, you're a high school student. and you do.
Yeah, pretty much. I go over to a really crappy school. I'm trying to switch over to a private school, you know, due to an incident that involved, you know, the Nigger Loving Administration.
Yeah. So how do you deal with the Kuntex? How do you deal with the Kuntex day to day? How do you stay sane?
It's hard, bro, man. It's extremely hard. I mean, when I turned to school, and I just be nervous, you know. I don't even know how I make it into school in the first place, because I would just step in and I'd see all these sows everywhere. It's crazy, you know.
And
there are sows basically every corner. In fact, let me tell you guys a little story.
Your school reeking
cocoa
butter?
Yeah, pretty much. All right, so I was in the cafeteria just listening to some good old Campbell Corks, and then I was getting ready to leave, because the 10-minute warning bell rang. So then I came across a couple sows, and it was pretty messed up, you know. What happened was I simply just asked the sow, excuse me, and she said, excuse you, you ain't that important. And then I gave them a death stare because, you know, they really pissed me off.
Sounds,
let me tell you something, you guys.
Seriously.
I mean, really.
They're most disgusting.
Yeah, no kidding. They're completely vile. I don't understand why would nature allow such things to exist in this universe?
Yeah, well, listen, Bleach, hey, I appreciate you calling.
But, you know,
hang in there and try to deal with the jungle that is your school as best you can, and try to stay safe.
Yeah.
Right now, we got to move.
I appreciate you guys. You guys are awesome, and I'll continue on posting.
Yeah, you do that. Right now, we got to
Have yourself a great night, okay?
Yeah, you too, Bleach. Thanks for calling.
All right, thank you, Bleach.
You're welcome.
All righty, have a good night. That was Bleach from the Chimp Out Forum, a very smart young man who was very familiar with the coon problem. And, well, we have to let him go a little more quicker than I would have liked, as we got several other callers waiting. And I'm going to go ahead and bring another one here with a number ending in 2471. And it looks, I don't know if this is, I guess you can't really collect calls on this thing, but there's something odd about this number, so I want to bring it on next because I'm a little dubious, and, well, I don't know. Let's see what this is all about. I mean, it wouldn't be the first time I've had a weird-looking number on here. welcome to Chimp Out Radio. Who's this?
Hello.
Who are you?
I'm a white man. I'm calling to comment on what I was hearing about somebody got robbed.
Luther, what the fuck do you want?
Is that who that is?
It's fucking Luther again. Oh, what the fuck do you want, Luther? You dumbass.
How the hell you know me? everybody a nigger. You call
Luther
a nigger now.
You know
what's going on here? Who got robbed?
Luther, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from my crib is where I'm calling from.
From your crib? What, like your house? I mean, are you out of jail, or are you calling from a halfway house?
Yes, I'm out of jail. I didn't belong there in the first place.
Homeless shelters.
I mean,
homeless shelters. Yeah, homeless shelters have phones, right?
Yeah. I'm surprised you didn't call collect this time, though. I mean, who's paying for it? Is your baby mama paying for this call, or is your real mama paying for this call?
State of New York is paying for this call. If you got to know them, State of New York is paying for my apartment.
Of course they are.
Imagine that. Listen, Luther, okay, since you know, I got basically tricked into bringing you on the air, and you're already on here. I mean, what do you have to say? I mean, anything you want? Do you need to contribute to the show, or what do you have?
Well, yeah. You see, I got to tell you about my website, which is of course LutherJamesSpell.com. You should go visit my website because I'm doing some shit there. You know, I'm gonna be making some shit there. You know, some videos, and I'm writing some poetry.
I've seen that shithole. Just a bunch of monkey babble.
Wishing you could do what I get done here. You know what I'm saying? I got
raping and robbing.
Excuse me.
What, raping and robbing? Because that's basically what you do.
That's your opinion. You know what I'm saying? That's your opinion.
Facts are now opinions.
I didn't do nothing, man. I didn't do nothing. Yeah, yeah.
I didn't do nothing. You got some evidence you want to present, that's fine. But I guarantee you ain't going to find none because there ain't none. You know what I'm saying? That's how I do things. You know what I'm saying?
So how you roll?
What I'm saying is LuthaJamesFails.com. Understand? Go there.
You got anything to say to this nigger there, DJ, or not nice? Because, we might as well just fucking hang up on him right now.
Yeah.
I got coffee mugs and t-shirts and shit. Yeah, you can.
Okay, hang up.
I can't believe he's trying to plug his website and his merch on Chimp Out Radio. Who's going to buy a Luther mug?
Once a nigger, always a nigger.
I got t-shirts and I got mugs. I got all kinds of shit over there. You should go check it out. You know what I'm saying?
The operative word being shit.
Oh, man, you people got no respect for nobody. I swear to God, you got
no
respect.
Just don't have any respect for niggers.
Listen, Luther, let me do this. This is not nice. This is the host. Hey, I'll let you read some of your poetry right now. Why don't you go ahead and break out a poem for us and read on the air?
You want to hear some of my poetry?
Please, if you have any that comes to mind.
I'll give you my latest poem that I have on my blog now. It's called One Chance, okay?
Okay.
How I have fallen with just one glance. Our eyes meet softly, the spark ignites. We venture madly to seal our night, cornered by circumstance, devoid of luck.
Hmm.
This is funny as hell.
I guess you could, funny is one way to describe it, but that's it. I mean, I pretty much had it. So long, Luther. I'd say thanks for calling, but I'm not a liar.
It doesn't really apply here.
Oh, well.
You got to give him credit, though. I mean, he tried.
Yeah, he tries about five times a week to get in here.
We should put him on the show. We should give him a spot as a DJ.
This guy creates about 5 new accounts a week. We ban every account. We try to ban the IPs, and he's like fucking herpes, man. He just keeps coming back for more.
Right.
It's about as pleasant as herpes to hear from Luther. Actually, I feel like I got herpes just from listening to him. So,
I'm going to spray down my headphones here. A little bleach.
I'm gonna dunk my head in a bowl of bleach, yeah. And burn these headphones I'm wearing. Now then, let's go ahead and try to move on to another caller who will hopefully be much less nauseating. Hopefully this won't be a nigger. As a matter of fact, I'm pretty sure it's not. Caller from the great state of Georgia, you are on Chimp Out Radio.
I think he's got his speakers on in the background. We can't hear anything.
Just a little lag, so I don't think I realize it's fun.
I don't think we can take this one.
There we go.
Turn off your speakers in the background.
Hey, turn off the fucking speakers.
We're trying to. Hang on.
All right.
Better?
That helps. Okay. I think
I hear some feedback.
Yeah, it's...
I think you can do this, can you?
Yeah, this is Just Say No to Niggers, if I'm not mistaken.
No fucking doubt.
Yeah, that's right. And Lady Coontrasher.
Hello to all three of you.
It's good to have you guys on here. Thanks for calling.
It's great to be here.
All right.
As
well,
always.
As always, you guys are always a staple of these live shows.
Hey, hang on. What the fuck?
It's like a riot going on.
Okay.
Yeah, I hear all this feedback in the background there.
Fuck. You guys there?
We're here.
Yeah, we're here.
I guess we're not the only ones having technical difficulties tonight.
Yeah, no shit. We are, too. It's called Wild Turkey 101.
Oh, yeah. Good stuff there, man.
That'll do it. I've had more than a few drinks myself.
I think I took Wild Turkey 101 in college. I think I took that class.
Yeah, the thing is, if you take that class, well, you'll never remember it.
That's right.
Yeah, no shit, I cheated, dude.
Now, just say no to niggers. I'm glad you can make it on with your wife there as well. I hear her in the background. I'm glad you could call in and join me for my last go-around as co-host. Anything you got to share?
Here.
There we go. Lady Coon Thrasher or Celtic. I forget. What's your latest name?
Celtic Dragon.
Celtic Dragon. I knew it was Celtic something. There you go.
I forgot how to go and make a show myself, you know?
We should.
Yeah.
I mean, we can, you know, this isn't, Chimpa doesn't have to have only one show, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah, there's definitely room. In fact, I would love to see a show with Celtic Dragon and Nig Nog. Can you imagine?
I can add Skillet and maybe Latrine, and it could be like The View, but for racism.
Nice.
Yeah. Author right view.
Nigger free view.
Yeah.
There we go.
View from above.
You know, awesome, man.
We don't see no goddamn niggers.
All right. Well, folks, anything you got to share with us tonight? Any recent coon texts or shout outs or any opinion on our previous callers tonight?
Well, I tell you what, man. Actually, it's a tradition for us to call, and I was mostly just calling just to tell you, Nut Nice, that you've done a great job all the way up till now, and we're going to miss seeing you on the show. And I also wanted to give DJ a warm welcome to Chimp Out Radio, and I'm sure he'll do one stand-up fucking job.
Awesome. I love you guys.
And yes, I will be calling in, too, because, yeah, one drunk bitch will be calling in all the time.
All right.
It's tradition.
Gotta keep the tradition. We can't let that die. But hey, folks, thanks for always participating and calling in and being, of course, super nice, both on the show and on the forum. Thank you for the kind words. Also, I'll be on the show every now and then as a guest. I mean, I'm just not going to be a regular fixture as I've been up till now. But thank you for your listenership, and I'll be having to go ahead and cut this a little short. We got a lot of people waiting tonight, not surprisingly. But keep listening, and thanks again for calling, and I'll still be listening to the shows, even if I'm not going to be hosting them, so I'll know I'll be hearing you guys plenty more in the future.
Of course, always.
All right.
We'll still be here, guys. Keep up the good work. Thanks a lot.
Hey.
All right, thank you.
Thank
you. All right, man.
All right. Awesome. Well, you know, it can't be a live episode of Chimp Out Radio without... Just Say No to Niggers and the Lady Coon Thrasher. So, always awesome to have them on. But we got plenty other callers on the line, so we're going to have to go ahead and try to bring someone else here. Let's see, who should it be? Let's try number ending in 0846. You are going to be next, and for Christ's sakes, if you got your speakers up, please turn them down.
Yeah, the first rule in radio.
That's right.
Because Lord knows my hungover ass is having enough trouble just running the show at all tonight. So just try to make it
easy. Yeah. We don't need to make it any harder for it.
Yeah, try to take pity on this poor Puerto Rican and just help me out here. But
before we take the next call, I just want to mention really quick that in case you do not know, Chimp Out does have a new feature called ChimpTube. And you can go there and post your videos about niggers without worrying about getting banned or, you know, getting your video deleted. I've already posted a couple of my own videos of the Chimp Out Radio videos. And, it's chimptube.tv if you want to go check it out. But
it's a great feature. And actually, you know what? We should have our next caller on the line. I kind of jumped the gun, so... Let's go ahead and see if we can have him join the conversation and hear your caller. Are you there?
Yes, I am, gentlemen. This is your good buddy, 357.
357. 357.
Magnum.
I was hoping you would call in.
Yeah, I'm still. I wasn't sure if you guys had me on yet or not, so I just let you finish and didn't want to jump in and had to call. It's not nice to be your last show and figured to say thanks for all the funny times and even though you'll drop in here and again, but like they always say, the show must go on. And.
And it will.
Well,
it'll be,
we go on.
Yeah, it'll be in great hands. So I have no worries about the quality of the show. And hey, 357. I know you're in South Florida.
Go ahead.
What's going on down there these days in the nigger front?
it's funny you would say that. I would love to report to you. All kinds of wonderful shines, but I've ventured a little bits away from home, and actually I haven't seen him in about 4 days.
Wow.
Well, that's always good.
Like I have on my people know I live in Niguiera Beach. Those who are not familiar, it's actually Riviera Beach up in Palm Beach County. You can Google it and see it, but I ended up home for the long Labor Day weekend, actually on the right side of the river this time. I'm calling you from Miami, Dick. And like I said, I'm on the right side of the river. I'm actually staying with some family and friends here in Little Havana. And like I said, I haven't seen a Negro in 4 days. The other thing, downside, depending on which way you want to look at it, is it's the first time I've had a chance to speak in English. But like I said, it's whichever way you want to look at it. Not necessarily bad for me and say not nice, but I could see how someone would find it foreign. But hey, like I said, haven't seen one in 4 days. They're really not allowed over here on this side. And I've been really just stuffed a consistent diet of black beans, rice, and pig for the last 4 days. And
don't forget that coffee.
Beer and. And it's a hard act to follow after Luther. I don't know what to give you. I don't know what you want. Scott Hall impersonation or.
we gotta let Luther in here to throw feces around and stuff.
I think Luther should have his own show.
Huh? There's an idea.
I don't think it's a bad idea. I'm just
really?
Kind of, why not? Let's give him one more. I mean, the time we had him on, you guys had him on was, I couldn't stop crying. So why not? One more go around.
Yeah. Well, actually, if we gave Luther his own show, it would probably be called. I think that'd be a nice title.
Yeah, absolutely. But like I said, man, I really wish I could give you some kind of act of jabunery, but it's hard to do so when you haven't seen one.
No, that's good. That's good news. No news is good. It's good news sometimes. I'm gonna have, sorry to cut you off here. We're gonna have to let you go. We got several more people on trying to get on the line, but we're happy you called
no
in.
No problem.
So. And,
no problem, and you guys are great, and we'll be listening on, and not nice. Too bad we never got to do the whole Caraboon edition of the show, but hey,
it could still happen. I'm not dying or anything. I'll still be around. Just things like it's just gonna be a little different.
We'll see.
Still be here.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I forgot to tell everyone I'm dying of AIDS, so I'm not gonna be alive for a week. just because I won't be on the show doesn't mean I'm going away. I'll still be on the forum and I'll still be on the radio every now and then, but you never know.
He was attacked and bitten by a wild shiba and got the AIDS. And
yeah, it's like, yeah.
Yeah, oh,
it's like getting
bitten.
Yeah,
that's Africa. I'd be concerned for DJ. I'd be real concerned for your friend,
uh-huh.
Man. Yeah, He might have got some slime or something, Who knows what kind of shit.
Yeah, everybody knows.
Maybe he got infected.
Walking, the walking disease bag. I mean, you could probably catch something just walking next to a filthy nigger, but punching him in the face.
Yeah, I mean,
you know?
He might have got infected with, I don't know, some bad cholesterol or I don't know, whatever the fuck they put in their goddamn hair.
Disease or something, yeah.
Sick, sickle cell. Well, okay.
Weak old cooking oil.
Best case scenario, yeah. Listen, 357, ready to go. Do have to let you go now, but thanks again for calling, sir.
No problem, guys. Have a good evening, and we'll be hearing you.
All right. Thanks a lot. Did you enjoy the rest of your Labor Day weekend down there in Little Havana? Good eating down there. Good cigars, too, I'm sure. Anywho, we got to go ahead and bring another caller on here. So I was hoping to do a news story in here somewhere, but that's going to have to wait.
Yeah,
get
just
to
let
it
me
all.
Know, and we'll bring it up.
Yeah, you know, we'll see what we can do. Right now, so we're going to bring our next caller on here in a second. It's going to be a number ending in 5941. 5941. You're going to be next on Chimp Out Radio. And if you want to call in, folks, if you're listening and you want to call in, the number is 646-200-4171. And it is 11:39 p.m. Eastern Time. And we have our next caller on the line now. Caller, welcome to Chimp Out Radio.
Good evening, it's Dirty Dan. How's it going, boys?
Hey,
Dirty Dan.
Hey, bud, how you doing, man?
Oh, good. Hey, man, I was calling to see if I could get Luther's phone number and address or something. I've got a job for that lazy black son of a bitch.
Put him on the farm.
Does it involve putting some cotton, hey, chance?
We've got some cotton. That lazy black bastard. We'll put him right to work.
I just pulled up Luther's website here, and that filthy ape has 3,656 hits on his website.
Wow.
The swag he was talking, here's what it says. It says, yo, get it here. Luther will bring your vision to life. He is skilled at creating a wide range of artistic pieces, including illustrations for children's books. erotic artistic renderings. Cartoon erotica. Educational erotica. Personal greeting cards. And he's even got erotic pop-up books for sale. Can you imagine? Oh, my God.
Does he have, like, does he have detailed instructions as to how to build a mud hut or,
No, but
make fried chicken?
He does have coffee mugs, T-shirts, hats, and a clock, that, and they're called the Free Luther Movement, the Free Luther Coffee Mugs. But he put a little note to people stating that they are not actually free. Just in case there was a little confusion there.
Well,
yeah.
Dirty Dan, you were our first ever guest on Chimp Out Radio back on show number one. So it is especially meaningful that you're calling in on my last show. So how are any jabunery or... Kuntax out in your neck of the woods. I know you're actually out in the country, if I'm not mistaken, so probably not, right?
No, I don't see many niggers around here, man. They're just few and far between. But I do have a story from a fellow that works construction. He was working at a power plant, and he was telling me that there was a couple jigs there, and up on the roof they have, like, these water coolers, you know, with the little push-button spout, you know, for the guys to get a drink of water at break or whatever. So I guess they ran out of cups, and a couple of the guys come to get a drink of water, and there's some nigger who's got his lips to the spout on there drinking water out of it.
Oh.
I mean,
just typical fucking nigger behavior. So, yeah, the jig was, I guess the jig ended up getting fired over there. You know, they dumped the water out. Yeah.
Well,
not a good story.
I don't know. I think the only water any nigger should get should be at the end of a fire hose.
Well, next time, Dirty Dan, just give a heads up to all you, tell your friend to give a heads up to all his human coworkers, and then just fill the cooler with antifreeze, and have the nigger go at it. He won't know the difference until it's too late, but, you know, find me out for a suggestion. But anyway, Dirty Dan, I thank you very much for calling. You were, I think I heard a canine friend back there. Is that, whose dog is that?
Oh, that's my little Jack Russell Terrier. He's a little fright.
All righty. I just want to make sure we didn't have another caller on the line, you know. Maybe someone's dog called it. anyway,
he's a white dog.
Well, there you go. Me, I have a black.
All right, well, thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks a lot, Dirty Dan, and thanks again for calling and for having been part of this literally from the beginning. So we'll see you around the forum.
You guys done great work.
All right, thank you, sir.
All right, take care, boy.
You too.
All right, thanks, Dan.
Yes, I was saying I have a black dog. I have problems with him. He's always walking around the apartment flashing gang signs. yeah, enough of my animal stories. We got more callers running on the line. Let's bring another one on here. Let's see who this is. Welcome to Chimp Out Radio. Hello?
Hello?
Is this another? Hello? Who is this?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Me?
Uh-huh.
Oh, please don't tell me it's fucking Luther again.
Yeah, apparently we got cut off before.
And you'll get cut off again.
LutherJSales.com.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've already said it three times.
Probably.
LutherJSales.com. Okay. Go on over there and have a look around and don't forget to stop in my Luther Loot page and take
nobody's going to buy your shit, Luther.
Hold on. Luther, what's the address again?
I don't know. I'd like to see that pop-up book.
LutherJSales.com. It's quality shit we got over there. Some good quality shit and we put, you know, you get my name all over your shit.
Hey, Luther. Hey, I got a question for Luther.
You got Luther. Monkeys over there or something screaming.
Yeah.
I hear monkeys over there screaming.
Yeah, I hear one too. Luther, why do they call you Luther Spells when you obviously cannot?
Spell.
Yeah, it's a good question.
What are you talking about? Obviously uh-huh. You haven't seen my website where I spell very well. You understand?
I'm looking at it right now.
Oh, yeah. God. I mean, I'll hold the irony.
Hey,
don't they teach you guys anything in prison?
What are you talking about? Prison. I was in there for a little while. I only teach them how to fill out welfare forms.
Yeah.
I was unjustly incarcerated there for a number of months, and I have been exonerated. You know, all the charges have been not
dismissed.
Nothing,
man.
Nothing has been...
Luther, so where are you living now? Are you, like, living at the YMCA or a homeless shelter or a...
No. State of New York has put me up in a luxury apartment in Manhattan.
Oh, that's right. Manhattan, wow. But Upper East Side?
Upper East Side, yes, that's right.
You mean a crack house in Brooklyn, huh?
probably in Brownsville. Really? Yeah, you're probably in some like abandoned room in Brownsville in Brooklyn by the train tracks, calling in from a stolen phone line.
Yeah, did you steal somebody's cell phone tonight?
You wish you could be living in the luxury I'm living in right now.
You probably don't have any heat.
I would like to thank the taxpayers of New York State also for helping me along here because in addition to the crib, they're giving me. Finances to buy my groceries, my food, and as a matter of fact, as soon as I get done talking to you, boy, I'm going downtown to looking for some pussy and some hot dogs down there. The vendors will stay up late, and Jose over there.
Okay,
you got some good hot dogs and pretzels and the bitches.
Listen, I don't know if you've been huffing PCP or something, but you're making no sense, which is no surprise, but.
I'm just telling you, I'm off now, so I won't be at the website, but you're welcome to come and visit while I'm not there.
You can still update the website, whenever you go to the public library to hang out there for a couple hours and get out of the weather. I guess you can go in there.
I have high speed internet here. You understand?
Oh, man,
high
he was getting out of the library for trying to take a shower in the bathroom.
Stay in New York. I'm being well taken care of for the lack of judgment that the state of New York exhibited by putting me in the prison. You understand? So I hope everybody happy that your state of New York officials they fucked up real good, put me in jail because now they're gonna be paying for me.
But with all that welfare, are you buying a good crack now? You buying like the really
welfare,
good
man.
Crack?
top shelf crack.
This ain't welfare. This ain't welfare. I ain't on crack. I ain't no crack.
Maybe he's drinking Budweiser instead of Colt 45 now because he's got a few extra dollars on hand.
If you're looking for some crack, if you're looking for some crack, then now you know I can fix you up. You know.
All right, we don't need that. We're gonna let you go, Luther. That's enough. But please don't call again. We got actually people, human beings who are trying to get on the show, and you're just gumming everything up. So long. Try to stay out of trouble. We gotta take one more call here, and we're gonna go to a break, a musical break. But I do want to take this one caller before we do that. He's been waiting on the line here for a bit. Number ending at 8177. Caller, welcome to Chimp Out Radio Live.
Howdy, Nut Nice. Howdy, Birdman. Howdy, DJ. This is Pooh Flinger or whatever.
All right. Hey, Pooh Flinger.
Welcome to the show.
Oh, shit, I'm being applauded. You'll all bow to my awesomeness.
Well, you know, I don't know if I go that far, but we're happy to have you. Flinger.
Calling in because lost show that we had, I called in, I got that little thing under my name with a microphone, and, you know, I'd better live up to that. I'm calling in to say hello. Hello.
I'm glad you called, Pooh.
Well, hey, you know, hey, thanks for that contribution. Really, the show would not have been the same without it. But, listen, though, I'm glad you called, and hopefully there will be an archive of this show, so this time your appearance on the show will be saved for posterity. I appreciate your posting on the forum. You're a good member, and if you have any stories, anything else you want to get out before we go on our break, I'll give you the floor.
Not really. I haven't done the road today. There's a whole broidal walking down the street, and all the niggers I saw.
All right.
Yeah, that's about it.
Well, that sounds too bad.
I'm going to hang up. That's nice. Thanks, Kirby. Looking forward to you, and Birdman, you just do your thing.
All right.
Thanks
for calling in, and thanks for keeping it short. I do appreciate that. Pooh Flinger.
Not a problem.
All right. And we are about at the halfway point here. We're getting close. And let's go ahead and take a musical break here for a couple of minutes. We're going to play this Zimbabwe farm song pointed out to me by Birdman. Thank you, Birdman. So,
yeah, I forget who posted that, but it was pretty funny.
It's a good one. So we're going to play that before I send you off to the music. I'll give you the number one more time, 646-200-4171. The lines will be open. It's 11:51 p.m. Eastern Time. And we will return in a couple of minutes with Chimp Out Radio Live.
Mugabe repossessed my farm. And on that farm we had some ducks. With a, I want that dog, no, I want that dog.
No, it's me that wants to eat that dog.
But Garvey repossessed my farm.
E-I-E-I-Fish.
But Garvey repossessed my farm.
E-I-E-I-Fish.
And on that farm we had a tractor.
E-I-E-I-Fish.
With a,
I want that tractor.
No, it's my taxi, it can take 48 people.
But Garvey repossessed my farm.
E-I-E-I-Fish. Show me what happened to
my farm.
E-I-E-I-Fish.
And on that farm we had a forest.
E-I-E-I-Fish.
With a,
I want that wood.
No, I want that wood. No, I want that wood to be the house that's cool.
With Garvey Reapers, that's my farm.
E-I-E-I-Fish.
With Garvey Reapers, that's my farm.
E-I-E-I-Fish.
And on that farm we had a cow.
E-I-E-I-Fish.
With a,
I want that cow.
No, I want that cow.
No, I need that cow to play the ball on now.
Mugabe repossessed my farm.
E-I-E-I-Fish. Tell me what happened to Zimbabwe, that lovely country that we all used to know.
that's my farm. And on that farm, we had a Massey Ferguson combine harvester with a twin cam overhead double diff and an optional GPI converter, all parts imported. McGarvey Reapers, that's my farm. McGarvey Reapers, that's my farm. Now on that farm, we have all. With all here and all there, yes, all that for everyone. For McGarvey Reapers, that's my farm. McGarvey Reapers, that's my farm.
Welcome once again to Chimp Hour Radio. We are live. I am Nut Nice. We're joined by Birdman and DJ Stupnik. So, we got a couple of callers on the line. So we're going to have them on, and we're going to then go ahead and try to do a news story or two. So, let's go to our first caller, number ending in 2909. Let's see if we can bring him or her on. Hopefully it won't be Luther again. Caller, welcome to Chimp Hour Radio.
I was just giving a call to these niggers that I'm having to evict, and they're just not paying their rent, and just not understanding how they think they can just live for free and not pay their rent.
All right, so you're a landlord?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and who is this? What's your name?
What's that?
What's your name? Who are we speaking to?
Yeah, Steven.
All right, Steven. All right, Steven, welcome to Chimp Out Radio. So you're having some problem with some nigger tenants who, characteristic, are not paying rent. So what's the situation?
Not paying rent. They won't get out. I'm extending them every courtesy, and they say, well, just take me to court. And I'm just really wanting to lay the smackdown on them right now. Niggers can't pay
Steven,
their rent.
What you have to do then to entice them to leave your rental is get a bunch of fried chicken and leave a trail of it out the door, and maybe put some watermelon and some 40s of malt liquor. And then once they're out, just close the door behind them and lock it, and then when they're gone for good, just change the lock.
Well, this is just the law, but what I have done is turn the electricity off, trying to smoke them out, but they just go and steal a meter off some other white person's house. Put it back on their house, and the electricity's turned back on. Electricity company doesn't care. They don't do anything about it because they're niggers. Like, I guess they're afraid to get involved, so they just let
they
the niggers steal free electricity.
Okay, here's what you got to do.
What's that?
All niggers are afraid of ghosts, so tell them that it's haunted, okay?
Just tell them I got some ghosts.
Spooks, but they're telling that somebody died in the house or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they're niggers. I'm sure someone has already died in there. Probably a ghetto lobster victim or something.
Oh yeah.
When I went one time, they had put some trash outside the house, and it's like 100+ degrees here in Texas, and they were like having some like rancid beef, I guess, meat they had left in the trash bag. And eggs, uh-huh. And they had just been leaving that reeking on our patio for a month. And this is, it smelled worse than death. It was a smell that made me immediately throw up when I got 3 feet from it. And they were just living around this. I mean, it's worse than animals would live around.
Oh, yeah.
One thing you could
don't understand why people let them live.
One thing you could do also is, like, most niggers have warrants out on them for their arrest for some damn reason. You can call the cops and tell them you think they're doing drugs out of the house. And if they have kids, you tell the cops, yeah, they're doing drugs in their house with their kids, I think, and they're coming in all hours of the night and, you know, shit like that. And there's different ways you can really get rid of them if you're creative enough about it.
Yeah, somebody needs to come up with a book on how to get rid of the niggers, how to get rid of nigger tenants. Because they all seem to be like the professional squatters when it comes down to it.
Oh, no question about it. They know every loophole there is. So there's one thing you can do. It's called the Wile E. Coyote approach. Is go across the street
and put a sign that says free watermelon, and have a piano dangling above the street, and, well, you know the rest. So, that should work.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's a lot of things you can do, but, I mean, sadly, you know, niggers, even when they're basically stealing because you're not paying the rent, that's basically what you're doing. It can, even in a place like Texas, which is somewhat more pro-landlord than many other states, it's still tough. And you expose yourself to a lot of stuff if you rent to niggers. And sometimes you have no choice but to rent to niggers. I mean, does the law require that you rent to basically whoever wants? And
well, I hear you I heard if you turn the niggers down when they call, they'll call I guess the fair housing, and they'll like have some vice nigger call you from the fair housing administration or whatever it is. And if you turn them down, then they'll like, I guess you'd get you in a discriminatory lawsuit, which is bullshit, because I own the fucking house. I should be able to rent to whoever I want to rent to. I shouldn't have to rent to these damn apes, North American pavement apes, pieces of shit.
Yeah.
And if you get a rental application that says Shaquanda or Tyrone on it, you know damn well to put it through the shredder.
Yeah.
I'm just going to start collecting $35 application fees and just putting them right through the shredder.
Yeah.
So another thing I don't understand, I was going to ask Bell about, is why they're afraid of water, why they don't swim. Like, I've never seen a nigger that'll actually go swimming, or they all seem like they're afraid of water. And I don't know what your thoughts on it were.
Niggers are greasy creatures, and oil and water doesn't mix. So for some reason, the niggers are repelled from water because of their natural greasiness.
Well, water, of course, is in most cases a cleaning agent. It removes filth, so of course niggers feel threatened by it because they feel it's the way most of us feel about fire, for example. To them, that's their fire. You know, water.
They enjoy their own foul odor. You know, they like it.
Yeah, I mean, it's part of their mating rituals. They have to smell a certain way. You know, that's how they spread their pheromones through the air to attract she boons and bugs. So they don't want to get rid of that. And water be for white people and shit. You know, they don't need any of that. So, but
Egyptians didn't use water. Egyptians and shit.
Well, here's the thing, though. I mean, unfortunately, there are niggers who swim and who apparently don't have a problem with water. That's my problem, that I try to go to the pool somewhere and there's fucking niggers in it, and there goes my afternoon. I can't get in. I mean, if I want to catch hepatitis, yes, but no thanks.
Have you honestly ever been to, like, the gym? I go to 24 Hour Fitness, and that freaking hot tub is full of this, like, film at the top to where white people can't get in, but I guess these niggers have been in this damn hot tub. It's just got this frothy, filthy nigger film on top of it. It's just disgusting.
Nasty.
Yeah.
That's what happens, though. The niggers gobble down that Popeye's chicken, and it comes out through their pores. and before you know it, the hot tub looks like a bowl of chicken noodle soup and smells about the same way. Actually, much worse. But we can go on about nigger smells and filth forever. However, Stephen, I'll be happy to let you go now. I do appreciate you calling into the show and participating. I wish you good luck in your dispute with your nigger renters. I hope you're rid of them soon.
Don't keep up the good work and keep the faith, all right?
All right.
Sure will. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thanks, Stephen.
All right, Stephen. You have a great night, a good Labor Day weekend. Stephen here from my area, by the looks of it. And over here, we got some wild boons, so I feel for him. I'm sure he's having a hell of a time dealing with these animals. And I'm sorry, you can relate, DJ, because you yourself rent out to tenants. So.
Right. I rent out to tenants in Detroit. I mean, these are Detroit niggers.
Yeah.
So,
it's like renting in Ethiopia.
Yeah.
It's Ethiopia, but a little bit colder weather, I guess.
Yeah. Okay. I think our niggers are a little better fed over here than there, but I'm not sure.
No, they're a lot better fed, unfortunately. however, Birdman, do we have a news story we can go to? We've been over an hour now. We haven't done any news, so I figured.
Yeah, I've been wanting to talk about this for about a week now. It was posted by Chicago Avenger probably around a week ago. Nigger murders its nigglet, then uses a sex line.
Oh, that's
great. Willie Franklin, what a nigger name that is. Nigger father used phone sex line as his son died. Hennepin County Court Office, or Attorney's Office, charged 23-year-old father for the death of his son in Golden Valley on August 28th. Officials say Willie Irvin Franklin III of Brooklyn Center faces second-degree manslaughter in the death of his four-month-old nigglet, Willie Irvin Franklin IV. I guess they feel they're special and shit, so they add numbers to their names. But
what's the name again?
Willie Irvin Franklin III.
Wow, so that's great. That's some nigger with a name, like he's some New England aristocrat or something, you know?
Oh, yeah. I be royalty and shit.
I be hanging out in Kenny Bunkport and Martha's Vineyard and shit.
Wait, we already got a nigger doing that.
Oh, that's right. How could I forget? Anyway,
the child was found in an apartment 1400 block Douglas Drive and transported him to North Memorial Medical Center in Robbinsdale, where he died a short time later. Franklin told police he had been home alone with the infant after the child's mother left the apartment around 7:30 a.m. Wow, a nigger leaving the house at 7:30 a.m. That's amazing. Police say Franklin fabricated a story saying he was feeding the baby and that it fell unconscious and shit. After questioning Franklin, Franklin changed his story and said he had been walking with his son when he tripped, causing the baby to fall and strike his head. According to the criminal complaint, Franklin once again changed his story for the third time, saying his son was crying and he threw the baby bottle at his son and hit him in the head with it. He then put the child's face down in a pillow on the couch and covered him tightly in a blanket. Franklin says he then smoked marijuana and made calls to a sex-related chat line. My dick. After 30 minutes, Franklin says his son was unresponsive and couldn't revive him, like he ever tried to revive him. He's sitting there on the phone line, my dick and some, you know, whore on the other end. I'd be calling some white women and shit. Who give a damn about that little baby over there?
Hey, maybe he was calling the sex line to get some information, instruction on how to do 911, like CPR.
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. You never know. You know, give him the benefit of the doubt.
Innocent until proven guilty, I always say.
Yeah, sure.
So he's going to sex line. I mean, what's he telling the gal on the other end of the line? Like, hey, listen, who? I just killed my baby. Now, I want you to suck my dick. what you say about that? Know what I'm saying?
This just really goes to show killing in my dick. My dick and killing. It's two of the same thing with niggers. They kill something, then think of my dick, or think of my dick first, then kill something. You know, like you say all the time here, TNB.
And as appalling as the story is, I can't help but thinking, since we're dealing with a nigger here, that there might not be even more to the story. Like, he probably raped the infant's corpse or something, and then probably boiled it and ate it.
And then smoked it.
Yeah, then smoked the bones or something.
Yeah.
Maybe he ran out of pot and he needed something else to smoke. Or he got the munchies, and he got the munchies, turned it into ghetto lobster. Who knows?
Yep.
Well, let's see what maybe one of our callers has to say about this uplifting story. Guys, you're on Chimp Out Radio.
Yeah, then smoked the bones or something.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
We got somebody in the background here.
So I got a question, though. If a ghetto lobster is when they boil a nigglet, what is it when they throw a baby bottle at it and hit it in the head and kill it? What is that, like a ghetto shish kebab or something?
Ghetto tenderizing. I guess tenderizing it before.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's see if we... I got a question, though. If you get a
lobster... yeah, we're hearing all this background noise from the caller here.
I think it's just Say No to Niggers and Celtic Dragon. Looks like their number. You guys there?
Are we back on again?
You are.
Holy shit.
did you not mean to call?
What's that?
Did you mean to call in, or was there some kind of accident?
I was just listening to the show, but hey,
Did someone trip on the phone and accidentally dial my number? Which is fine. I'm glad to have you on.
Yeah, well, nothing else. It's great for your show. It's always a pleasure to listen to you and Birdman, and it's going to be a pleasure to listen to DJ.
Well, thank you very much, Celtic.
You're very much welcome.
I think she's just trying to butter me up so she can get her own show.
That's probably it.
Might be it.
Yeah, that's probably
it. Hey, that would work.
Well, there you go. Now you're going to have to do it, DJ. I guess so.
I guess so.
Yeah, white woman against niggers. There you go. Hey, DJ, you're stuck.
Ah. Well, there you go. It's a verbal contract.
I would listen to that show. White woman against niggers. That would be fun.
Yeah, kind of like have a woman's show, you know, like we said before.
Oh, yeah. Get Aryan Girl on there and Hecate.
Well.
Yeah, get all of us on there. Shit, yeah, dude, fucking name awesome, man.
Mm-hmm.
Well, something to think about. So, Celtic Dragon, what do you think about this this nigger who killed this nigglet and they called a sex line? That's a pretty awesome story, right?
Can be.
Yeah, definitely.
Nigger behavior.
Definitely is TNB. So why? What is it about? What is it about nigger parents that they seem to have such a challenge? It seems to be such a challenge for them just to keep their niggers alive.
It's a law of the fucking jungle.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Except the jungle isn't this brutal. In this case,
I think jungle is less brutal than niggers.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. Because there's actually decent creatures that live in the jungle aside from the niggers, you know.
Yeah, you know, snakes, spiders, scorpions.
Just about everything, right?
Rabbit monkeys, all of them much less dangerous than niggers.
And smarter.
Exactly.
I mean, you gotta love the mosquito because, you know, mosquitoes kill a lot of niggers.
Oh, yeah.
Malaria.
That's because they're racist. Mosquitoes are racist.
Mosquitoes be racist and
racist.
Shit.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, most mosquitoes are black, though, so I think it counts as black and black crime. But,
yeah.
Which is fine. I have no problem with black and black crime. Now, Celtic Dragon and Just Say No to Niggers, who I know is there in the background. Thank you for calling again.
Yeah, of course you know he's always going to be in the background.
Yeah, well, thanks for calling in again. It may have been inadvertent, but, hey, always good to hear from you. We usually hear from you a couple of times per show. So,
it's tradition.
Of course, and just make sure you, call in to DJ whenever he does a live show and just bug the shit out of him for me.
Yeah,
please.
Yeah, give me a hard time, okay? I deserve it.
Yes.
You know he will.
I know you will.
All right. Listen,
I love you, Bye.
Thanks a lot, folks, as always. I'm telling you. They're so dependable. Even when they don't mean to call in, they still call in.
Yep.
Okay. Now, do we have any other news stories, Birdman?
Yeah, let me dig the other one up that I was looking at.
In the meantime, while you dig that up, I wanted to share something. I know, Birdman, you're a fan of TNA wrestling.
Yeah.
You know, their big star, Kurt Angle, got into some chimp-related trouble recently.
Oh, I didn't hear about that.
Well, let me fill you in. Of course, for those of you who don't know, Kurt Angle's a professional wrestler, but before he was a wrestler for TNA and before that for WWE, he was an Olympic gold medalist. And, you know, a wrestling. He was an Olympic wrestler. He won the gold in 1996. Very talented guy. However, he has a weakness for shibooms, and he made a fatal mistake. He started dating and moved in with this female chimp who also wrestles or.
Oh man!
For TNA.
Don't tell me that, man.
Raka Khan. If you see
oh, that Grammy, big, yeah. That big, like 6'5".
Yeah, that's Kenny. Like crack ho looking.
Yeah, man.
Woman.
She's
nasty. They were living together, which is absolutely disgusting. Kurt Angle should be ashamed of himself. Anyway, inevitably, you know, this nigger sow chimped out on Kurt. Threw him out of his own house and got him arrested. She told the cops that he was beating her, which I hope is true, but probably isn't. And when the cops were out looking for him because, you know, the nigger told them that he was hitting her. And when they pulled him over somewhere around the neighborhood, you know, in his car, they found steroids in his car. So he got arrested for that.
Oh, man.
Well, his career is probably fucked. And why? Because he was dating a nigger. So,
he had such a beautiful wife too. If you've ever seen Karen Angle, she was triple hot.
She was extremely hot.
They had kids together and everything else, and I didn't think that whole divorce thing was for real, but I guess it was.
Yeah, I thought it was a wrestling storyline, but apparently it was a shoot, as they call it. It was for real.
Why would you go from Karen Angle to some tall field negress looking thing with a wig on its head, and oh my god, that's fucking nasty.
Yeah, that's fucking awful. So
I will never look at Kurt Angle in the same way again.
I don't know if I ever will. If I throw that out there, just to ruin your evening, Bird. But
that sucks.
Yeah, now that the mood's ruined, if you can go on to our next news story, Burman, if you found it.
This one's actually pretty funny. Drunk bucks in Papua New Guinea are raping shibooms in an HIV/AIDS refuge.
Nice!
Only a nigger is all I can say. I mean, they will rape anything. They wonder why the AIDS rate among niggers is so high. Well, this will explain it to you. A donated house in a town in Papua New Guinea has become a refuge for 13 women using antiviral drugs to combat HIV/AIDS. But the women say they are constantly attacked by drunks and local men, i.e. niggers. An unnamed woman who was recently raped by a schoolboy, so I guess these are teenagers too that are doing this, told the Post Courier that men were forcing their way onto the refuge to rape regardless of the woman's illness. We were totally confused as to why they keep coming here, looking for us despite our status, she said. Well, you know, we know why they're looking for you, my dick.
So, I mean, this is Papua New Guinea. Sorry, it's an island, or part of an island, north of Australia in the Pacific. And yes, there are niggers there, even though this is very far away from Africa, and there was never nigger slavery there. How niggers, thousands of years ago, presumably, how niggers got there from Africa, we may never know. But believe me, the Papua New Guineans are niggers. And what more proof do you need? I mean,
it gets worse there, not nice. The woman told the raping bucks that she had AIDS and to wear a condom, but he refused.
Yeah, so, I mean, this sow with AIDS is going to get raped, and all thing she can think of saying is, hey, wear a condom and shit, because I got the AIDS. And the buck is like, oh, you shit, and just rapes her anyway. And then, not only that, they have AIDS, they're getting raped. They're getting raped by schoolboys, for Christ's sakes. I mean, it's out of control over there. This is TNT on a cosmic scale.
In response, Australia has promised $100 million to help Papua New Guinea battle AIDS. Oh, yeah, throw money at the problem.
Yeah, that's going to work.
Yep.
Yeah, that always works out best, doesn't it?
Boy, it's worked out great in Africa. So you can see the results. God, famine. I mean, some of this stuff, it's, of course you laugh, because these nigger shots are so absurd, you have to laugh, but at the same time, you just have to facepalm, you know, you just have to say, just what? I mean, really, an AIDS refuge? you know, if you're that hard up for my dick, come on. Try a little harder. Anywho, let's take another musical break here. We got about half an hour left on the show. If any of you listening out there want to call in and take part, the number again is 646-200-4171. It is 11:19 p.m. Central Time. It's already Monday morning on the East Coast, 12:19 a.m. You're listening to Chimp Out Radio Live, and we will be back in a few minutes. Back to Chimp Out Radio Live, ladies and gentlemen. I am your co-host, Nud Nice, and I'm joined by Birdman and DJ Stubnig. Thank you for staying with us. It is 12:22 a.m. on the East Coast. The number is 646-200-4171. And Birdman?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have? I believe we have a couple more news stories. What?
Yeah,
we're having a plate here tonight.
I got a couple more here. This one comes out of China, and a Chinese coal burner whore and her daughter complain of racism. This comes out of Shanghai. Ebony skinned Chinese girl Liu Jing got a rude shock when her participation in a talent show sparked racist invectives on the internet against her and her mother. The attacks began after Ms. Liu's mother revealed at a preliminary round of the national contest Let's Go Oriental Angel early last month that her daughter was the result of an illicit affair that she had with an African-American man some 20 years ago. Hmm. Ms. Liu's mother, who is Shanghaiese, is known only as Madame Liu, so I guess she has her own stage name, too. Said her Chinese husband divorced her, obviously, when he found out that their newborn looked African instead of Chinese. Yeah, that would send me running, too.
That's pretty bad. You don't want to be finding... I mean, you imagine being, say, in the hospital in the delivery room when, you know, look at your wife giving birth and all of a sudden this baboon comes out. You know, what do you do?
That's every man. That's every white man. Every human man's worst nightmare. After the affair, Madame Liu's lover returned to the United States, of course. She said she did not hear from him again and brought up their daughter single-handedly, obviously.
Wow, so TNB is pretty much the same anywhere in the world.
Yeah, I guess she was figuring, you know, the nigger would stay around and help raise the child of court.
Right. Oh, yeah.
You know, expecting anything from niggers is really stupid.
I also expect $100 bills to fall from the sky. It's about as realistic.
Yeah, I'm gonna hit the Powerball for like $140 million tomorrow.
Well, the odds of that are much better than some nigger sticking around after the nigglet pops out of the coal burner snatch. But anyway, I'm sorry, Burman. Go ahead.
On a popular website, Tianya.com, a netizen named Dunkis wrote that Ms. Liu's mother obviously thought she could get out of China by flirting with a black man. It turned out that she was left with nothing but a black kid. And,
wow.
You know, this Chinese coal burner says that she reserves the right to sue anybody that speaks illy of her and her little butt dumpling.
She's gonna have to be filing lawsuits pretty much every day for the rest of her life now.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right.
Yeah, you know, that's just typical of any coal burning whore. They expect they get the jungle fever going, and they expect the nigger to be around for the aftershock. And he ain't gonna be around. They're never around.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
She had a supportive husband before that, so pretty much she blew the farm on that.
Yeah, I'll say. And this kind of behavior, I mean, you can, unfortunately, you can pretty much get away with this kind of bullshit here in the West, but in China, you're a Chinese woman and you have a, you know, you have a half nigger baby, your life is pretty much ruined.
Well, I gotta give credit to the Chinese, because they really do have a low tolerance for TNB. And they're one of the few countries left in the world that don't put up with this shit on a regular basis. But, you know, the whole world, it seems, is going more and more towards, you know, looking at these apes as humans and treating them like humans and getting shit on in the process.
Yeah, it's, disgusting. I mean, I hope this kind of behavior doesn't spread much further in China, because if it does, that's going to be the end of... Well, I mean, their society has been making a lot of progress in the last couple decades, but that progress is going to stop if they start tolerating this sort of horseshit. Because look what it's done to our country, or you know, to other societies who have... taking it even further, for example, look at Brazil. Well, coal burning was allowed to run rampant, and it's wrecked the country long ago. There's nothing new. But, excuse me, any comments on this story, DJ?
You know, it's just TMB Global. You know, what else can you say? And it's the same story we've seen all over the man's history, and China's no exception.
Yeah. Well, there you go, folks. Now, what else do we have, Burma? Do we have anything else?
All right, one more. Posted by Don Carrasco. I would never want a nigger president, says Italian politician Roberto Calderoli, I think it is. Calderoli of Italian party Liga Nord, I think. Yeah, bear with me on this one. Says no to giving help to niggers, giving niggers the right to vote. He said in Treviso, I would never want 5 years from now a nigger president in charge. Calderoli also said, because of the 75 niggers drawn nearby our coast, everyone is against our party. Somebody should explain to me how 80 niggers are supposed to survive on a dinghy that's only 12 meters long. 80 niggers on a 12-meter-long dinghy. Calderoli doesn't really know how, but niggers eventually figured it out. They are creative. You know, the boat niggers are pretty creative when they want to leave their African shithole and embark off to another country. Calderoli is normally a mad hatter, but the man's sometimes funny and right on the spot. I really wish more mainstream politicians would speak out about the nigger plague that's currently engulfing the entire world, you know.
Yeah, well, we still got a few folks here and there. The Italians usually seem a little more outspoken on that issue than many of their European counterparts, which is good. I mean, one of the EU countries that has the least tolerance for niggers, even from a government standpoint, is Italy. And every now and then you'll see a story about niggers running into some difficulties in Italy. You know, basically not getting the real treatment, not getting the red carpet rolled out for them, which is what happens in many other countries, including this one, including the United States. And the Italians are not quite as polite to the niggers. And
Why would you be? I mean, if you had any common sense, why would you be? I mean, they come in and they destroy everything they touch. So why would you want this in your country? I just don't understand how these liberals and in their minds they can actually think that having niggers is a good thing.
Well, I think part of it is that they've never really been around any of the savage beasts to see what they're really like. Because, you know, I think we have a lot of people, myself included, on the forum that at one time might have been pretty liberal-minded, and, you know, reality has a way of making people a little more conservative, I think.
Yeah, that reality will do that. Now, I'll make a little announcement here. I received some information that one of our forum members, AG, formerly Aryan Girl, wanted to get on the show here. I was going to try to contact her through Skype, which apparently I'm not able to do. I don't think I have her contact info. But, AG, if you can call in, I'll be glad to put you through. And on that note, the number is 646-200-4171, 1231 a.m. on the East Coast. And I got a caller on the line. Maybe this is her. Let's see if I'm right. Welcome to Chimp Out Radio. Hey,
Aryan Girl.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Okay, because this old crap talk, I've mentioned it before. I was talking to DJ one day and telling him about this old thing. It's like 100 years old, something from Weird Science, but it works, so hey. What's going on, guys? You having fun tonight?
Yeah. I'm having the time of my life.
What's that?
I said I'm having the time of my life.
I saw something. Fox News was on something TV. If you can broadcast a television show on this thing, and I thought that would be pretty cool if you guys had a TV show.
Man, that'd be a lot of work, though.
a chimp out TV show, or I guess video podcast? Is that what you're suggesting, AJ?
Listen, you guys put something together. You guys are good at it. I mean, you know, it's called Blinko TV, and you can set up for broadcast, and it's free, and, you know, that would be pretty funny if you guys did something, you know, whatever, you know, made some kind of sitcom or did some blackface or something. That'd be pretty funny, you know.
It would probably be kicked off after episode one.
Yeah.
You know what, you're probably right, because they just can't handle the truth, so.
Of course. I mean, and it's not a bad idea. I mean, personally, I wouldn't do it because, I mean, I'm not big on video. I'm not a big video viewer, and I certainly wouldn't do video. Really because, I mean, the main reason is I don't want to put my face out there because being as handsome as I am, I don't want to put myself out there and just be deluged. You know, I don't have time to turn down all these marriage proposals I'm going to get. Once I get on video. So it just wouldn't be fair to everyone.
I put my face on something, but, you know, because my face is out there. And, but I wouldn't know what to do, you know, other than it being some, like, white girl waned world kind of thing, you know. But, I mean, I definitely could do a blackface. That would be pretty funny, do some tap dancing and stuff and, you know, just make some minstrel show
I would do that. I think that would be fun.
I'd watch it. I would definitely I'd be the number one fan.
Or else what I could do is all these, you know, all the Africoons in my neighborhood, maybe I could make a show and interview these Africoons, but you know, make certain questions so they make asses of themselves, kind of how like the 419ers do the Nigerians, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
just offer them a few pieces of chicken.
I could get these Africans tap dancing and stuff, and I could give them a chicken leg or something or a piece of watermelon, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'll tell them, hey, you want to be on TV? And, yeah, I get set up on my porch. Yeah.
Well, we already have shows like that. One of them is called The Jerry Springer Show. There's Moira.
Tyler Perry's House of Pain.
There you go.
Those are American niggers, though. I got some that are straight off the fucking boat. They're still talking in that clicking, like Star Trek.
Well, I guess it could be like the National Geographic Channel.
I was just thinking that where I could do secret videos of them. You know, from my front porch, like when they're out pooping in the yard or something, and, you know, you know how, like, the National Geographic guys, and they're speaking of, like, you know, here's the mighty nigger. I think it's getting ready to take a poop, you know, something like that. And, you know, whisper.
Well, if you're really adventurous, you can do, like, a crocodile hunter kind of thing, you know, like the late Steve Irwin used to do. Yeah, just jump in one, try to wrestle him down, put a tag on his ear. Open his mouth, show his teeth to the camera. I think.
That would be funny. I could bring myself to touch him, yeah.
Yeah, it'd be compelling TV.
Mm-hmm.
Dangerous, though. I mean, I wouldn't.
Maybe could hire one of the neighborhood kids to do it. Like, little Bosnian kids hate them. They're always... You know, knocking them in their heads and smacking them and spitting on them. You know, if you were a kid, I don't know if you guys were this sick, but you pin your sister down and you spit, but you suck it back up into your mouth and back and over again, and they're freaking out and you're sitting on them, you know, acting like you're going to spit on them. You know what I'm talking about.
Actually, no, we don't know what you're talking about. That's pretty bizarre.
You don't have siblings? They never did that to you?
No, I had two sisters, and I swear I never even thought of doing something like that.
Oh, man, I guess I'm a sicko then.
Ah, well.
Anyway.
We did that.
But we love you.
But, yeah, my husband's missing in action tonight. I'm a little worried about him. This is the first time he called me, and I'm worried. I'm not worried he's out running around, because I know he doesn't do that. He doesn't have time to run around. I'm just a little worried, like, about an accident or something. Even his cell phone is off. I tried to call him at home. He's not online. His cell phone's not even on, and that's just not like him, you know.
Huh.
And I don't know what to do. And he would have called me anyway and said, you know, if he was out with his friends or something, he would call me and say, oh, I'll talk to you tomorrow. I'm going to be out. And I'm a little worried about him. There's some other things going on that, you know, I need to worry about with him. I don't want to let the world know about. It's nothing personal with us. It's just, he's Russian, you know. And,
yeah.
You know, he's legal, but, you know, Indiana, he went in to buy some beer a couple weeks ago at Walmart. And they wouldn't give it to him. We're not allowed to sell beer to anybody who has an ID from anywhere else other than Indiana. And when he moved here, he got his Pennsylvania ID, but he said, that doesn't sound right. He was really upset about it. And
you know what I think that is? Indiana is really funny about that because people from Michigan come down there to buy alcohol a lot.
Wow. Michigan, why? Is it dry?
Well, yeah, because that's pretty much it. There's still a lot of dry counties in Indiana, too, where you cannot buy any alcohol whatsoever. So they have really screwy laws. Yeah. You can't buy it on Sunday.
Fuck Indiana. Listen,
he was thinking, you know, maybe it was because of my accent and, you know, they thought I was some foreigner or some illegal alien. I said, I don't think that was it, but, you know, And I asked him, was it a nigger cashier? And he says, no, it was some fat white hillbilly lady. And I thought Pittsburgh was bad boy. Indiana, it's got some chunky rednecks. I mean, no big deal, but I mean, these people are like rednecks to take the cake. Like, you know what I'm talking about? You know, like Appalachian types. I feel safe around them, which is good, but just a little backwards, but it's all right. I'm much more comfortable around those people than you know, what I'm dealing with now, but what are you going to do, you know?
Of course.
I'm going to work with my old man tonight. How's your show going? You got a lot of good people calling in tonight?
We do.
Luther managed to call in, but, you know.
He called us
twice. You guys should prank call. You guys should prank call places where there are niggers some night.
Okay.
You know, like, just find some places, like, in the phone book or wherever in Detroit where, you know, niggers are working.
Yeah.
Anywhere
in Detroit.
You know, just get the Detroit phone book and just look for
pick a number at random.
Right. That's what I would do. If you guys needed an idea for a show, there's your idea. Yeah. I could do it too. I could white girl them, you know. Hey baby, I like a big black cock.
There we go.
That'll get their attention right away.
Right. I'll tell them, you know, meet me somewhere and, you know, call me when you get there. No, I'm in the red car. Yeah, I'm right there. What are you driving?
I'm in the police car. Come knock on the door.
Right.
I think it would be funny to prank call niggers. Yeah, I think you guys should make an hour of it one night. Or just pick one nigger like Mr. Luther Spell. Pick a nigger and fuck with them. Yeah.
There you go. Sure idea for the future, guys. But listen, Aaron girl, thanks for calling in. I'm going to have to let you go now. We've got one more caller waiting.
I'm just happy to say hi to you guys and glad you're still doing your thing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but keep that in mind. That's a great phone book in mind for a night of fun.
Okay. Thanks, Aaron Girl.
Thank you, Aaron Girl.
You guys have a good night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
All right. Glad we could have you on. And Aaron Girl, she a previous guest on a couple of our shows. Always good to hear from her. Now, we do have one more caller on the line. Let's see. Number ending in 2471. Let's see who this is. Welcome to Chimp Out Radio. Who's this?
Yo! Yo, who is this? It's my man. It's Luther.
This isn't Luther again, is it?
Tom, I'm downtown here. I thought I was got some pussy around here. Holy shit. You'll see all these ladies down here. Boy, they're hot tonight. They hot tonight. You know, I think it's a holiday or something down here. You know, they ain't working tomorrow or some shit. You know, they got their short skirts and shit. Holy
face palm here. Luther, don't you have anything better to do? Like, go smoke some crack or, rape somebody or, I don't know what you niggers do. Go eat some chicken. Don't you have anything better to do than to fucking bother us?
I think Luther got, like, a new track phone from Walmart and he's breaking it in.
Yeah, probably. He stole it off of one of his homeboys.
Yeah, those $20 minute cards on those track phones run out quick, Luther.
Yeah,
I'd be wasting those if I were you.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do some damage. Still talking to you. You fellas, I'll be seeing you.
What the hell's going on back there?
I don't know, man. Maybe there's a robbery in progress, maybe, at one of the 24-hour delis.
They just going to the crack house. There's like probably three or four niggas in the background there freaking out from their latest batch of crack that they all smoke.
Yeah, they see the walls moving.
Yeah, they're seeing...
The police be coming and shit.
I feel bugs in my arms and shit. I'm hot.
All right. Telling you, what's that, the third time he's called in?
Yeah. I gotta give the nigga credit. I mean, he doesn't give up easily.
I think he's just lonely.
Yes, he is. I guess when you get out of prison, you know, you break out of your relationships with people, and you might tend to be lonely. But I just wish he would call somebody else and quit bugging us. We do have one more caller on the line. Hopefully this will be a human caller, or maybe it's Luther again. I don't know. I got a number ending in 4050, and caller, you should be on the air. Welcome to Chimp Out Radio.
Well, hello, guys.
Hey there. Who's this?
This is Whitey Set Up.
Whitey's
Set Up. Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
Welcome to Chimp Out Radio.
I just want to say bye to Net Nice before his final show.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you for taking the time. Whitey's Set Up. Anything you have to share with us tonight? Any experiences, jokes, suggestions, opinions about Luther's poetry?
Oh, that Luther guy's hilarious. I don't even think he's a black guy. I think he's a white guy just messing with you.
I think so. Oh no, it sounds pretty authentic. I would think a white person impersonating a nigger would probably be a little more methodic, maybe.
That would be great.
What is all this noise I'm hearing on the line? Like all this rubbing and stuff.
Somebody flapping or something.
Yeah, please, you know.
It might have been my back door. It squeaked.
I don't know. It sounds like somebody's rubbing a microphone against their crotch or something. Guys, if you need to do that, you can wait till after the show. We only got 15 minutes left.
Maybe Luther's still on the line.
Be quiet back there.
It's not me, I swear.
Okay. I just, you know, it's a family show.
Yeah,
we got to keep it G-rated.
Try to keep it G-rated. Yeah, this show, I don't think it's ever been G-rated.
Nah, not exactly.
It's, you know, it is rated T. Rated T for TNB. That's what we bring you. You on Chimp Out Radio. Now, Whitey's Fit Up, you don't have to be too specific, but what part of the country are you in?
I'm in the Bay Area in California, near San Francisco.
Bay Area, that's... I gotta admit, one of my favorite cities in the world is San Francisco. The whole Bay Area is gorgeous, other than, you know, with some exceptions, like, say, Oakland, but,
yeah. We all know why Oakland.
Palo Alto. We got quite a few out here.
Oh, yeah. I mean, San Francisco, I mean, most of the city is very nice and not too many niggers because it's expensive as hell. But I tell you, downtown, just walking down Market Street, there's nigger panhandlers everywhere, and they're pretty aggressive.
Oh, that area is a pit. Avoid that like the plague.
Yeah, I wish I'd known that when I was down there last
time. They actually have street sweeper trucks go around and they spray water with bleach just to get rid of the smell of urine.
Wow.
That's a good idea.
Oh, it's disgusting.
So the city government knows. They know. So they use bleach.
Oh, they know. They just don't advertise it, but all the locals around there know what they're doing.
Oh, yeah. That's affecting the AIDS and Gen Chem remnants up of the streets.
I heard one time that actually the city government was providing porta-potties for the niggers. Is that true?
They're not so much porta-potties. They're actually permanent structures they put in, and they're public toilets, but all the crackheads are going in there and shooting up needles and smoking crack and turning tricks, you know, typically anything they can do.
Fantastic. That's good to know, Phil. Next time I'm down there and I need to turn a trick or, you know, shoot up some heroin, I'll know where to go, and, you know, later I can take a good bleach bath and we're good.
Exactly. I feel sorry for the guys that have to go clean those things. Those things are just absolutely rancid.
Yeah, that's got to be.
I could never sit on one of those things, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah. No, you don't want to put any part of your body on any of that. That's basically porta-potty, a public porta-potty is basically a nigger motel. You know, you really don't want to be coming into contact with that stuff. Or with niggers in general, but much as anywhere where you know they're going to be hanging out. You know, the Bay Area is interesting to me because it is full of libtards, and specifically San Francisco, it's full of rich liberals, But wherever those rich liberals are, their neighborhoods, you don't see nigger one anywhere around there.
No, this is true. This is true. But the funny part is they have to drive through the shitty areas to get to the nice areas, so they're seeing it. But,
oh, yeah.
You know, as long as they don't have them as neighbors, they're fine with it.
Well, they'll see it all right. They'll look at the window of their Lexus and go like, oh, look at these poor niggers. But then just go to their, you know, $2 million house on Knob Hill and, you know, drink their white wine, and they don't have to look at niggers there. You know, they can forget all about it. The rest of us, though, have to deal with it in much closer quarters in many instances. So,
the ultimate hypocrisy from the libtards, you know. Just as long as the niggers aren't in their backyards, they're fine with giving the handouts and feeling sorry for them. You know, it's been the same for a long time.
Yeah.
The problem is it's handouts with our money.
Yeah.
Not their money. It's our money.
Of course. This could stop real quick, though. Just resettle some Somali refugees into these rich liberal neighborhoods. And don't just give the Somali refugees apartments there. Have them move in with the rich libtards. And I'm thinking that would probably cause a change in attitudes.
That sounds like a reality show.
Oh, yeah.
That would make a good reality
show.
Yeah,
it would.
Yeah, I'm sure VH1 already has it in pre-production, but it's a great idea. It'd still be better than Flavor of Love.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I only managed to make it through 30 seconds of that train wreck.
No, it's a fucking mess.
That has got to be one of the most disgusting niggers I've ever seen. That guy just looks like he got burnt.
He's crispy.
Oh, yeah. Extra crispy, original nigger recipe. But, listen, Whitey's fed up. Thank you very much for calling. You're basically our last caller of the night. So thank you for joining me. Joining us.
It's been an honor.
And me for the last time here on Chimp Out Radio Live. And I hope to see you around the forum. And hey, enjoy your Labor Day tomorrow.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Great show.
Yep, good night.
Thank you, sir. You have a great night. And that's it, folks. We're getting to the end of the show here. We've got about 5 minutes left. A little over 5 minutes. But this is about it. Thank you to everyone who has called in and participated. Thank you for all the nice words and for all your appreciation. I've been doing Chimp Out Radio since, what was it, December?
December.
Well, last year hasn't even been a year, but, you know, circumstances have changed a bit. I had a lot more time on my hands then, if you will. And circumstances have changed. Things have changed a bit for the better. I mean, nothing's wrong. It's just that it's gotten really hard to find the time to do the show and to do it well on a regular basis, and it wouldn't be fair to the forum members and to anyone else who listens to this show. It wouldn't be fair for me to, I guess, kind of try to stay on here and not put out a product that's, you know, up to a reasonably good standard. And not that I've done that great a job. I mean, this show alone has been a mess full of technical difficulties and, you know, shit, you know, people getting hung up on and periods of silence and so on. So it's basically been like my typical live show. But at least we are leaving the show in very good hands. DJ Stupnik is a very funny guy with a quick wit. He got a good radio voice, so he's a very good fit for the role. And, of course, Burman will still be on here as co-host. Mm-hmm. So at least half your original team will still be on, create a sense of continuity. So basically, DJ, how do you feel about taking over Chimp Out Radio?
Well, I got to tell you nothing nice. First of all, I'm honored that you guys asked me to do this. I would love to do it, but, you know, those are some pretty big shoes to fill, nothing nice. You are a pioneer in the radio show that we have going on here on Chimp Out Radio, and, you know, my show will never be the same as yours.
All right. Well, you're too kind. I'm sure you'll do a great job, if not better. you probably won't be drunk while you're doing this, as I usually am.
Maybe that's the secret. Maybe I should start drinking again.
Well, you know, do so at your own risk.
Right.
But you know, right now I'm you know, doing this show, having a beer. That is after basically an entire weekend of excessive drinking, sleeping 3 or 4 hours a night, kickstands and shots and all this stuff, and then driving 5 hours back home. So even with all the difficulties tonight, I consider myself lucky that I got the show done without passing out, I think I've been fairly coherent. I guess I'll find out. But the bottom line is, DJ, you won't have to be drunk to do this. It
That's
helps
a relief.
Me. Yeah, it helps me because I have problems. But, you know, for a good, well-adjusted person, as you seem to be, it should be a snap to do it without the aid of any outside chemicals. And, I hope you can do the live show like this every now and then. It's a lot of fun.
Sure, it is a lot of fun, but there's one thing I don't think I'll ever be able to do as well as you. Not nice.
What is that?
That is the, oh, Lordy!
Oh, Lordy! Well, you know, we all have our trademarks.
That's true.
Yeah, that is pretty damn funny.
But it's okay. I mean, I'll still be on, I hope to still be on every now and then as a guest or as a fill-in host or what have you. I'm definitely not going to be on anywhere near as often as...
I'm sorry, not nice. You're not allowed on my show now.
Okay. That's fine. That's fair. You know.
Banned.
Yeah.
I expected to get blacklisted, just not quite Discord. That's okay. No, I mean, whenever you guys want me on, if you do, I mean, I'm not going to be needed. There's going to be plenty of talent here, but every once in a while, I certainly wouldn't mind coming in and doing this again. It's a lot of fun. I've had a great time doing it, so I'm just certainly not happy that I won't be a regular as I have been. I won't be the co-host anymore. That's a bit sad. But, don't worry. No tears. But,
you know what? Nice. You should join us on episode 25 for the 25th. We'll make it a special episode. You can come back and co-host it.
Well, there we go. You know, I'm certainly willing to do that as time allows, of course. And if I am able to, I'd be happy to do it or anything else that I'm able to do that you guys need. And thank you to everyone on chimpout.com. Thank you to all the listeners, all the callers, all the guests who have been on the show over the last 17 episodes. No, 18. I mean, we had a lost episode, but hey, you know, there were still a lot of folks on there, and I still thank them for having been on that show, even though we lost it. But the bottom line is, a great part of show success is all the great people on the forum who have been a part of it and who have supported it and listened to it and will hopefully continue to do so. So that's it for me. Birdman, if you have any parting words?
Just that it's been so much fun working with you in those past 18 or so episodes. It's been a lot of fun. It's been an honor working with you, having you there as a co-host. You know, we had a lot of fun, and I look forward to working with DJ. Actually, we have been working on some stuff last week.
That's right.
But,
mm-hmm.
We plan on coming back and producing more shows for everybody.
All right. And DJ, well, starting with the next episode, you will be Burman's co-host. Anything you want to say before we end the show tonight?
Just that all the champions out there, I love you guys. And Nut Nice, you know, I love you and respect you too.
Thank you. I love you too. Like a friend.
No. Yeah.
No weird
stuff. No tongue or anything like that. Not
no
that
strings
kind.
Attached or anything.
No. I'm very traditional guy. Now, not on the first date. That's all.
Yeah.
All right. Now then, that's
got that settled. Yep.
All right, folks. Thank you for listening. You enjoy what's left of your Labor Day weekend. This has been Chimp Out Radio, and good night to everyone.
Garbage all over the street, you're in Coontown. Up and down the street, there ain't nothing but trash. Nigger girl trying to get a nigger boy attached. Then he sees a snoop with a big mustache in Coontown.